Piece Theatre. I'm your host, Alistair Cook. This week we'll be continuing in Ernest Hemingway's A Farewell to Arms. Let's turn to page 169 and listen in on some dialogue between narrator Frederick Henry and his bunkmate Rinaldi.
"You will see I'm a man of extreme delicacy. Does she?" "Rinan," I said, "please shut up. If you want to be my friend, shut up." "I don't want to be your friend, baby. I am your friend." "Then shut up." "All right." I went over to the bed and sat down beside Rinaldi. He was holding his glass and looking at the floor. "You see how it is, Rinan?" "Oh, yes. All my life I encounter sacred subjects, but very few with you. I suppose you must have them, too." He looked at the floor. "You haven't any?" "No." "Not any?" "No." "I can say this about your mother, and that about your sister, and that about your sister," Rinaldi said swiftly. We both laughed. "The old Superman," I said. "I am jealous, maybe," Rinaldi said. "No, you're not." "I don't mean like that. I mean something else. Have you any married friends?" "Yes," I said. "I haven't," Rinaldi said. "Not if they love each other." "Why not?" "They don't like me." "Why not?" "I am the snake. I am the snake of reason." "You're getting it mixed. The apple was reason." "No, it was the snake." He was more cheerful. "You are better when you don't think so deeply," I said. "I love you, baby," he said. "You puncture me when I become a great Italian thinker. But I know many things I can't say. I know more than you." "Yes, you do. But you'll have a better time. Even with remorse, you'll have a better time." "I don't think so." "Oh, yes, that is true. Already I am only happy when I am working." He looked at the floor again. "You'll get over that." "No. I only like two other things. One is bad for my work, and the other is over in half an hour or 15 minutes. Sometimes less. Sometimes a good deal less. Perhaps I have improved, baby. You do not know. But there are only the two things and my work." "You'll get other things." "No. We never get anything. We are born with all we have and we never learn. We never get anything new. We all start complete. You should be glad not to be a Latin." "There's no such thing as a Latin. That is Latin thinking. You are so proud of your defects." Rinaldi looked up and laughed. "We'll stop, baby. I am tired from thinking so much." He had looked tired when he came in. "It's nearly time to eat. I'm glad you're back. You are my best friend and my war brother." "When do the war brothers eat?" I asked. "Right away. We'll drink once more for your liver's sake. Like St. Paul. You are inaccurate. That was wine and the stomach. Take a little wine for your stomach's sake. Whatever you have in the bottle," I said. "For any sake you mention." "To your girl," Rinaldi said. He held out his glass. "All right. I'll never say a dirty thing about her. Don't strain yourself." He drank off the cognac. "I am pure," he said. "I am like you, baby. I will get an English girl, too. As a matter of fact, I knew your girl first, but she was a little tall for me. A tall girl for a sister," he quoted. "You have a lovely, pure mind," I said. "Haven't I? And that's why they call me Rinaldo Purissimo. Rinaldo Sportissimo. Come on, baby, we'll go down to eat, but my mind is still pure."